Today is the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre. On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, gangs of white rioters destroyed the black community of Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As many as 300 residents were killed. No one was ever prosecuted. For more on this day in history, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Paula Johnson, a professor of law at Syracuse University College of Law and co-founder of the Cold Case Justice Initiative, which investigates racially motivated murders committed during the civil rights era and in contemporary times. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what does Tulsa show us about historical erasure of violence against black people?
One of the things that it shows us is that even when something as horrific as the Tulsa Race Massacre has occurred, that we will go to great lengths to bury the history so that it isn't known not only by the contemporary generations, but also by subsequent generations. And that is the strength and enduring legacy of white supremacy, that in an instance when it is clear that that sort of racism was responsible for not only massive deaths, but also for massive property destruction, that we will not own up to that history.
Oh, what efforts are there to get these into the history books? I have to admit, I was not familiar with this, and a lot of people aren't.
Well, one of the reasons why it was, not more prominently known was because for people in the black community, there was, continuing, reluctance to discuss it, publicly because of the ongoing threats to them, to their well-being, to their families. In sweeping these matters under the rug by the, by the broader community, it meant that others would not know, of the responsibilities of many members of the white community in committing these atrocities. So it does mean, a very intentional, a very concerted effort, so that this is publicly, included in education, in secondary education, as well as in higher education. Many adults, people will come to, college and university and indeed law school where I teach, and not be aware of what happened, in the Greenwood section of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You have done extensive work on understanding cold cases of the Civil War era. What are some of the discoveries that you've made?
Well, it's actually the Civil Rights era.
Sorry for that. Yes, of course.
That's all right. I understood what you meant. But yes, we have been looking at the numbers of cases of black folks who were killed or disappeared, presumably because of race, some whose cases were either never identified or cases that were never properly investigated, let alone brought to any judicial fruition. So our students are looking into such cases, trying to identify the circumstances, trying to identify those who were involved as perpetrators or those who supported perpetrators, in order to, as in the Tulsa circumstances, to bring this matter to light, and where it is possible to bring people to accountability in the legal as well as the larger social system.
Professor Johnson, do moments like the recent Chauvin verdict show us anything about where we are now?
Well, it shows us that accountability is possible if we have the political will, if we have the sense that, as we say, Black Lives Matter, to do what is right when the evidence points in such a way that is really indisputable of the responsibility. And so we have to hold anyone, law enforcement members included, for the wrongs that they do. And so the Chauvin verdict shows that that can happen. It also shows us, however, that we still have quite a ways to go, because even as the Chauvin verdict was being rendered, we saw that there were police excessive force being used that took the lives of more black people under, you know, very questionable circumstances involving race. And so we do have to continue to do this work to get to the bottom of what it means to live in a society that is equitable, a society that lives up to its promise under our federal and state constitutions, and a society which values all of its members' lives. And no one can be exempt from those responsibilities and the accountability for that.